Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, you're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
So it's official. Like, sports is running out of things that I haven't seen before. Unbelievable endings throughout the NFL. A really good game by the Golden State Warriors with no Steph Curry involved. We all know why. For the first time ever, an entertaining soccer game was actually played. All right, maybe it wasn't the first time ever. First time ever for me, I watched. That was good. That was drama-filled. Way to go, soccer. Welcome. We got a huge Monday for you here on 95.7 The Game. I know a lot of people are getting ready for their big Christmas week, but if you're still with us, we're still with you all week long. Ray and I are in. We're going to have abbreviated shows tomorrow and on Wednesday with the Warriors wrapping up their road trips. That means we got to make haste with the time that we have today. A full show for you, and we got a good one. Michael Irvin at 4:15, Peter King at 5 o'clock. You couldn't have two finer gentlemen dropping on by to recap what was an absolutely insane Week 15. Historic comebacks, wild finishes. Ray, for the first time ever, the Raiders are on the right side of the biggest clown show I've ever seen on a football field.
Oh,
congratulations, Las Vegas Raiders.
It's not about the Raiders. I mean, that was just a gift from God. But the team that was always the most prepared and the one that never made the brutal mistake is the one that made the mistake.
Well,
the New England Patriots were always the most prepared, the smartest, and the least likely to have bad luck tip up on them.
Right.
But they had like several guys on the same play do the stupidest thing possible. I mean, not just one or two, but four that I could count.
It was extraordinary.
In a tie game, they thought they had to score the winning touchdown with no time left.
Look, the bloom is off the Bill Belichick rose since Tom Brady left, and he's got a big problem with a quarterback who might not be an NFL quarterback. So what a show we got for you today. The Warriors looked right in Toronto behind a career high from Jordan Poole. You had Draymond Green going up there and hitting threes like he was getting a currency exchange rate north of the border. It was an unbelievable night for Draymond, who takes a step forward on the all-time franchise's game played list that's worth telling you about. It was just a special weekend of football. We had 12 of 15 games in Week 15 decided by one score that's tied for the most in a single week of football in NFL history. So, you know, Monday night, do your thing. We could achieve absolute, no doubt about it, maximum football with a little Monday night football game that comes nice and close. And Ray, I'm going to spare you the indignity of maximum football, but I do want to get you a holiday greeting. That's right. Special time of year. Ray, you're going to dress like Santa on Friday, send everyone home happy.
I'm not coming to work on Friday.
Oh, you got Friday off, don't you? Lucas, do we know that? I think Nahagian is pretty much vamoosed for the rest of the year. Who do we?
How could you tell the difference?
The smell. No. No.
Fair enough.
No. Well, he deserves it. Oh, Alan Stiles is stepping on in on a Friday afternoon. That'll be a nice way to wrap up the year. But in the meantime, I guess I am saddled with you, Poopykins.
Hey. I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
Terry Hall died today. I can't be focused on that.
Who?
Lead singer for the Specials.
Oh.
One of the best ever.
Okay. When's the last time the Specials had a hit?
Last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to know more about this.
Well.
Thank you for bringing up death in the opening monologue. Nothing really gets the show rolling quite like
you're
that.
You're the one who started linking me and Santa Claus. You deserve what you get.
Hey, you could do it. You got that job down in Tanforan. You're making all the kids happy. I thought for sure.
Once again, asking for it.
So look, my opinion of soccer means very little to anyone listening because you all know I pretty much ain't in for a good time. I'm done apologizing. I don't have to like everything that everyone else likes. I think that the first half, Ray, of the World Cup is like every other first half of a 2-0 soccer game that's ever been played. The minute France tied that game up, something special happened. I mean, the most entertaining, actual back and forth. You know, it wasn't one of those, hey, maybe there'll be a corner kick for people to lean into since nothing's happened for the last 50 minutes. It was spectacular. There was about a 45-minute window where soccer absolutely had my full attention. The start, totally forgettable. The window, amazing. And then the least satisfying ending on the planet is what they decided to put the cherry on top of what you are admitting. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so you tell everyone what you already told me.
It's the greatest soccer game ever played.
It's a big statement from someone who lives an understated sports life.
Biggest stage. The two best players in the world were at their very best. It was tension throughout. Andres Cantor. And the referee didn't screw the game up. It's everything you could possibly want.
The referee was jacked.
It almost eliminates the fact that it is a blood-soaked tournament. You can't forget that. But in terms of one day, one game, that's as good as it can be.
It was spectacular. Like the minute that, so first of all, for the first time in what, World Cup finals history, we have back-to-back goals in consecutive minutes.
Yeah.
You had the penalty kick, then you had France's second goal. So now you're tied up. And then all of a sudden a game that is, look, I mean, I know enough about soccer that 2-0 means this thing's over, basically. But France did what it needed to do to make that thing interesting, and then bedlam broke out. I mean, really. Ending on penalty kicks, I don't get it. Can you please explain it to me why they've chosen to do that? Because to me, it's just this sport values time less than any other sport. Like, they don't even keep it on field. The players don't even know until they hear a whistle. Then they're just going to kind of guesstimate whatever injury time might have actually occurred, and they'll tack that on to the end of the game. I mean, the sport literally does not care about time right up until they decide, well, there can't be any more time put into this game. We need to go to penalty kicks. It would be like settling the Masters by walking off the course at Augusta and going to like a putt-putt to see who could, you know, drop it through the windmill first. It just... I don't get it.
They changed the rule 19 years ago because they thought that people would not want to watch a game that goes on into infinity because both teams would be too worried about giving up a goal to try to score a goal.
Them's the breaks.
Well,
I mean, here's
it's a profoundly unsatisfying way to solve this problem. I get the logic, but the logic is stupid. They didn't want both teams sitting back and just playing kickball for the rest of time. But I think the real reason why they got rid of it, got rid of what they called the golden goal, which is basically sudden death, is because TV didn't want a soccer game that lasts 4.5 hours.
So I would understand why you wouldn't want a regular season soccer game or maybe any of the knockout round or leading up to the group games to be a never-ending story. But it is the final of the World Cup. I mean, if that isn't let them play until they die, what could possibly be? I just don't understand it. And it was a wildly unsatisfactory ending to a game that, how about this? I don't even like soccer. And if they had just kept on playing, I would have just kept on watching. Yeah. That's how good that actually was.
No, it was phenomenal. I mean, it made the shootout so anticlimactic that you'd have probably been better off just turning it off just right at the end of extra time. But, you know, as it is, the day was not ruined by it. That's how good the game was. The shootout didn't ruin it.
Did the right team win? Was the outcome satisfactory?
Either way, because both teams played so well, whoever loses doesn't feel bad about, well, they feel bad about losing, but they don't feel like they had left anything or done anything tactically stupid. There was, you know, somebody was going to have to lose that SOB at some point. I don't think there's anybody outside the French national team who feels like they didn't get their money's worth.
When we sit around and talk about the greatest soccer player ever, do we now have to officially put the word Messi in front of the name Pelé?
Probably in front of Pelé, there is still a debate about him or Maradona. But probably, I mean, Pelé's got more World Cups than anybody, won 3 times. But that was when Brazil was so much better than everybody
right.
else.
Right, let's face it, if I had been on that Brazil team, they're winning World Cups.
And they probably would have lost in the quarterfinal.
I would have been a late substitution.
Very late, like after the game.
Yeah.
No, he's in a list of 3. He's now, I think he's regarded as, you know, reputationally better than Cristiano Ronaldo. And now it's a question of, you know, Maradona or Pelé.
You want to say it's the best game in the history of soccer? I'm not going to agree or disagree with you because I don't even know what soccer is when I'm looking at it. And that was the best 45 minutes the sport has ever entertained me with. I mean, it was fantastic. My wife was leaning into that game. It was real. That actually happened. That was really, really good. It was a great day for soccer. Today's a great day for me, Ray, because we're officially as far away from the next World Cup as mathematically possible. And it's going to come to the continent.
America.
It's come to Levi's Stadium.
And 48 teams, too. So there'll be many more games.
Yeah, it feels like that's the wrong thing to do. Like
I think it's too many, but...
Yeah, the NCAA tournament doesn't need to expand. That's a perfect tournament.
Yeah, well,
World Cup's kind of a perfect
tournament. The NCAA tournament used to be 20. Now it's 68, so...
Right, well...
Greed will overcome all.
It sure does.
Well, just take that month off.
The Telemundo broadcast is spectacular.
Infinitely better than the American broadcast.
We didn't watch a lick of it on the American broadcast. Well, I mean, I watched enough during the initial rounds to know you turn that crap off and you go to Cantor on Telemundo. We will be celebrating Andres Cantor before this game is over today. We're going to be celebrating one of the more spectacular, memorable, historical weeks of football we've seen in a while. And it started off with the 49ers clinching the West. It could end 10 tonight with the LA Rams officially throwing down the gauntlet of the worst title defense in the history of the Super Bowl. We got a lot to get into today, and we got the two right guys to stop on by and try to frame what it is we saw on the football field this weekend. Michael Irvin at 4:15, and about an hour from now, Peter King at 5 o'clock, and that's how we're doing it today. Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. We are brought to you by Lucky California.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Check out that merch store. You can officially bask in it. 957thegameshop.com is where you can go to find it. We are thrilled to have you here today, Damon and Ratto. You can check us out on YouTube. People chatting away, enjoying each other. You can reach us on the text line as well. It is good to have you here today. I know a lot of people pretty much said, yeah, we're going to, you know, kind of wrap up the concept of working for the year already. So good to have you here. Thanks very much for choosing us today. We got a great show for you. Michael Irvin at 4:15. At 5 o'clock, it's going to be Peter King. And we're going to talk about the right way for the Niners to land this rocket ship that they're on right now. Because they got the Commanders on Christmas Eve at home. The Niners are already a 7.5-point favorite in that game. They're going to have the Raiders on New Year's Day in Las Vegas. And the Cardinals on January 8th, that's going to be the final home game of the year. And if I'm the Niners, Ray, you know what I want to do? I kind of want to put Brock Purdy into, let's just call it, less than normal game flow situations. And I'm not saying that you can use these last three games like a scrimmage. But I would love to install some things that might make Brock a little uncomfortable. I'm talking about running some offense outside of the parameters of the normal Kyle Shanahan offense, which means going up tempo, some 2-minute, just to get him ready to do that should that fall upon him once the playoffs start. You know, those are going to be good teams that they're running into, and you just can't, you know, say, well, you know, our defense is going to allow more than 14 points in any playoff game either. That's probably not going to happen. So I think that Kyle's got a luxury built into the end of this season that when you look at the beginning of the season, there was just no way to think that that was going to be a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think, one, that Kyle Shanahan feels like he can do that yet. And I'm not sure that giving a guy more than he's ready to eat is ever a good idea. I think that's going to have to be determined in practices, to give him more sort of up-tempo, no huddle, all that stuff. Do that in practice. Save the game for, you know, how you want to play.
But you can't simulate a
you
game
can't,
in practice.
But you know what? You don't count your chickens before they're hatched, and you don't start playing playoff games before it's time for the playoffs. I think it makes sense conceptually, but I don't think it makes sense in reality. I think you just say, this is what we want you to do. Do this, and we keep winning.
Ideally, for the 49ers, that Arizona game will be a full Josh Johnson game. I mean, there's no reason to get Brock hurt, and he now needs to be treated like any QB1 heading to the postseason. And oh, by the way, there is a development of a QB1 heading to the postseason that is just in the last hour or so started popping up on Twitter timelines and on the front page of ESPN.com. Jalen Hurts has a shoulder injury that might shut him down the rest of the year. And given the fact that the Eagles are, you know, assured a bye in the one seed almost at this point, he might not play football for a month. And if you were asking me what's something that could slow down a team that just is not slowing down at any point in time, a little rust on a quarterback might be just what does it. I mean, if I were the Eagles, I would be nervous about this season for the very first time this season with this news here today. That's a big, big deal. Jalen Hurts, I think, has laid down an incredibly strong argument to be named MVP.
He's had a hell of a year. It's a hell of a team. The Eagles, unlike the 49ers, are very quarterback dependent. And so I think they're going to feel his loss more than the 49ers would have felt Garoppolo's loss, or, God forbid, Brock Purdy's loss, because I think they are not quarterback-centric. It's the one danger of the modern football. It's that if your quarterback goes down, 9 times out of 8, you're screwed. And the Eagles might be screwed because of this. Because it sounds like this is going to be one of those, well, we're going to reevaluate in 3 weeks, the old Warrior scam. And if they reevaluate in 3 weeks, it means he won't be ready for 6. And that's most of the postseason. And I don't want to sit there and extrapolate how long I think he's going to be out. But it's a good thing that the Cowboys lost on Sunday in a hideous game, because they've clinched the division now. So the only thing they have to worry about is staying ahead of Minnesota, which is the luckiest team in football.
So, by the way, Jeff Saturday, just signature loss. Not a lot of people have signature losses. There you go, Jeff. But we'll get into all that with Michael Irvin and Peter King a little bit later on. If you are the 49ers, you probably send like a flaming bag of dog poop to Jeff Saturday's house. Because if the Niners were going to climb up and take a 2 seed, the Minnesota Vikings dropping that game to the Colts would have gone a long way to making that a reality. And that didn't happen. I mean, a 33-point lead surrendered. To call it historic is to insult
history.
History. It truly is. When teams have taken 30-point leads, in the history of football, they were 1,548, 1-1. I want to say that again. With a 30-point lead, professional football teams throughout history have been 1,548 games to the good, 1 loss, 1 tie. That is a, as Roger Sherman pointed out in a comprehensive What Went Wrong piece on The Ringer, a 99.903 winning percentage, and the Colts blew a 33-point lead after halftime and lose in overtime to the Vikings. Jeff Saturday's team had just given up 33 points to Dallas in the fourth quarter, not only 2 weeks ago. When Jim Irsay, who is, you know, clearly put more thought into touring around the country to show off his guitars and his band than hiring an interim head coach, he actually said, and I'm quote, "I'm glad he doesn't have any NFL experience. I'm glad he hasn't learned the fear that is in this league." Well, you know, fear is incredibly helpful to survival instincts. Fear can be a good thing. And Jeff Saturday is going to be back in Bristol talking football, not coaching football, as soon as this year is over. Like, I can't believe that wasn't a tarmac dismissal right there.
Well, but the thing was, I don't think it was so much anything that he did. I think when the Vikings got within two scores, the Colts simply, the players panicked. That's where you saw the fear.
But isn't it the coach? I mean, Saturday wasn't brought in to be a strategist. He was there to be the motivator.
Yeah, but you can't motivate somebody who's decided to be shell-shocked. And they all were shell-shocked. I mean, they just, you could just see it. When the Vikings scored the second time, they all believed, it's over. We're not winning this game. You could just, their shoulders were slumped, their heads were down. And there's only so much a coach can do when 53 guys decide to start looking for their lunch pails.
You know what the first thing I would do? I'd say, let's just take this clock down to 1 second every single play. How about that, Matt Ryan? Let's just start right there. Let's burn clock like it was a matchbook.
Go no huddle and then just stand at the line of scrimmage till 0-1.
Absolutely. Whatever you need to do to not run this play before you have to probably gets you in the barn. There was an NCAA tournament game years ago where Arizona was up huge on Illinois. And if Arizona had just come down the court, held the ball, and let a shot clock violation just occur, it would have been a better strategy than playing the last 5 minutes the way that they played. I just don't understand how you can let such a big lead slip away and you're snapping the ball, you know, 15 seconds left in a play clock throughout the third quarter. I mean, I couldn't believe it right there. That's the one thing Jeff Saturday could have done. I guess it's also one thing Matt Ryan could have done, too.
I will grant you both of those things. But there's a reason why Jeff Saturday is coaching this team. It's because they stink. And they know they stink. And they proved it. In fact, they were twice as bad as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were by blowing a 17-0 lead in the first half yesterday. It's almost like the NFL said, boy, that was a great World Cup game. We better start doing something out of the ordinary to save our audience.
Well,
and they did.
That's
twice.
You know, to me, as people were trying to argue with me back and forth why soccer or football is better than football, like my argument would be the comebacks that you saw in football, our football, is why that is the more interesting sporting event. Because essentially, throughout the history of soccer, every single game has been played to a final of 1-0, 2-1, or 2-0. Like that's it. Like you have basically three scores available, and the minute somebody goes up 2-0, that's pretty much the other team is donezo. Maybe, just maybe, you score a goal, and then you'll have one or two interesting corner kicks that'll, you know, the whole world will pretend, oh, this is the beautiful game. No, what you saw on the football field, the catastrophe, that to me is beautiful. That insanity is what is beautiful about sports.
How Washington got hosed at the end of last night's game.
Isn't that great?
Was hilarious. I mean, it's like the NFL said, you know what? That the spruced up halftime show isn't getting it done. The 3-hour pregame shows aren't getting it done. Let's just make the game itself a pie fight. And they did.
The fatwa is in against Daniel Snyder's ownership.
It's
officially trickled onto the field.
Yeah, if that was true, I would like the NFL far more. As it is, I want this to continue to keep happening until he's frog walked to a Louisiana prison farm to spend the rest of his days. Next, apparently, to Donald Trump.
How about that?
That was fascinating.
You want to do some politics?
Well, we could do a minute. He's not here.
How about this? That guy is a crook. The end.
I think that summarizes it.
By the way, no, I don't know. I'm gonna stop. Let's go back to making the sports fans happy. Nothing made sports fans happier than hearing Andres Cantor's call on Telemundo. And by the way, this does last 15 minutes, so enjoy.
Va Montiel! Montiel!
We could go on for about another 6 minutes. We just got to cut it off, right? It was beautiful. It was just awesome. Just Ray, I mean, I know you don't like over-emoting American broadcasters, but give me a man from Argentina watching his childhood team win a World Cup on his favorite player's watch, and then something special happened in that booth.
It reminds me of the time that Al Michaels broke into tears doing that Jacksonville-Houston game a couple of years ago. It's phenomenal. I mean, that's another thing that made it great.
Absolutely.
Your diatribe about the sport notwithstanding, there are moments where you just go, yeah, that's magic. And it's never out of context with the game itself, which is why you can have magic in football, you can have magic in baseball, you can have magic in any sport. That game yesterday was pure magic. And you don't get very many of those, and you never get it when all the chips are in the table. That's probably what took it over the top.
You know what I thought? I mean, you tell me if my novice soccer eyes are right or wrong. The most magical moment of the entire game is when Argentina looked like it had a straight up point blank goal. And then a defender, just this French guy, comes in out of absolutely nowhere. He wasn't even in the screen and makes one of the greatest sliding tackles saves that before the ball even got to the goalie, and the goalie was out of position. I mean, that game was over right there, and that guy just miracled himself into it. I mean, that was, to me, the most amazing thing that happened on the field. I couldn't believe he got to that ball.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. If you haven't done this yet, and I'm not saying you, but anybody, find the game again and watch it again. It's worth it.
Pick it up at halftime.
No, you can watch it before. You want to see the setup. I mean, you could watch Vikings-Colts, but you need to see the first half to get the full context of what happened in the second.
That was a clown show for the Vikings in the first quarter. I mean, it was...
Here's a stat. Their point differential going into that game was -1. At halftime, it was -34. And at the end of the night, it was +2.
I don't want to... You know how little I like to give you compliments of any way, shape, or form. You had maybe the best tweet of your entire life as soon as that game went final. Spectacular cover by the Colts. They covered, baby.
They got hooked.
That was great. But look, that was... The football... had itself a weekend. F-O-O-T-B-O-L-F-U-O-F-B-O-L. I don't know how you spell football the other way.
But F-U-T, like it sounds.
Okay, good. It was great. It was great. It really, it was an awful lot of fun. And someone's like, is that enough to officially achieve maximum football? Again, I want Ray to enjoy.
It is not.
I want Ray to enjoy this day. It's a good day for soccer fans.
You can
fan.
Play it again when Daniel Snyder's convicted.
Convicted?
Convicted.
How about just sold?
No.
No?
He's got to be wearing an orange jumpsuit and picking litter off the highway. And I don't mean the side of the highway. I mean the fast lane.
The dotted yellow line. Just a little bit more from Andres Cantor.
Ma Montiel! Montiel!
You know the best thing about that, of all the great things in that? The analyst, his entire contribution to those 6 minutes was going, ah, and then shutting up for the rest of it.
Yeah, didn't step
didn't
on his
say
play-by-play
another
guy.
Peep. It was Vin Scully in Spanish.
The video, like the shot video of Cantor making that call, he's crying, he's weeping, and then His color guy comes in and just kind of like side hugs him, and that's
it.
That's just great support right there.
Yeah, I don't want to be the guy in the booth with you when you leap out of it and fall to your death to the stands below.
If that's the greatest call in football, here was the greatest call in football from over the weekend. I bring you to the last 3 seconds. At Allegiant Stadium.
Now at a 3rd and 10, 3 seconds left. Jones will give it to Stevenson. He started right. He runs it up the middle, hit by Chandler. Jones slips and hit across the 45 with a stiff arm. Off a tackle at the 40. He lost the football. And Jacoby Myers picks it up. He circles back and he throws it across the field. Toward Jones.
God.
It's picked up by Chandler Jones. He breaks away to the 30. He runs to the 20. He runs to the 10. He runs to the end zone.
This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
And a victory for Las Vegas.
It's Bob Sochi and Scott Zolak on the Patriots Radio Network. And Ray,
this might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen,
is the other A-plus moment from a color commentator this past weekend.
I mean, it's he is as invested in the Patriots as Andres Cantor is in Argentina.
Oh, yeah. Zolak? Absolutely.
Yeah. Only he just watched his team throw up in a way that you can only explain either because five guys forgot the game situation at the same time or gamblers got to the Patriots. You can't lose a game that way. You can't. And yet they did it. And as I'm watching it, I'm just going, this is like a cartoon. It took me about a minute to process it, and I still really haven't, because they're denying that the players are denying that they forgot the situation. They're saying, oh no, we were running that lateral play even though the game was tied, and all we have to do is run out of bounds and then try a field goal.
Look, the Duchess is in town. I got two kids. We're trimming trees, baking cookies. I did not see that in real time. It wasn't until like an hour later where I saw it as part of the replay package on, you know, as I'm tuned into whatever the next group of games that was up on NFL Network and I'm watching Red Zone, and then I see it and I was just like, what? I mean, I'm running out of things that I've never seen before, because I have never, ever seen a football game end like that before. An intercepted pick six lateral to end the game?
An intercepted lateral pick six to win the game in a game that was tied where you didn't need the lateral.
No.
That's the thing that makes it magic. It's the fact that They weren't down one. It was a tie. The worst thing that could happen is they're going to overtime, where the Raiders have proven for time immemorial that they are the ones who throw the lateral in the tie game.
That's a, for the first time ever. And this is here you go. Like, to our remaining Raider loyalists in this audience, you're finally on the right side of history. Maybe for the first time ever, of ridiculous history. I know that the Raiders used to have a glorious past and all that stuff, but since all that ended, it's been a clown show of the first, like, should replace Autumn Wind about 20 years ago. And that was the single most clownish thing I've ever seen to end a game, and it involved the Raiders, and the Raiders didn't do it, and the least likely of all suspects did commit the crime. Bill Belichick, we're going to talk about how the bloom is off that guy's rose when we come on back. Michael Irvin at 4:15. Peter King at 5 o'clock today. Two perfect guests to talk about what was an extraordinary week 15 in this league. Stick around. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. It's great to have you here today. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
In about a half an hour, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker Michael Irvin's going to join us here. 5 o'clock, Peter King stomps on by to talk about just a remarkable weekend of football. I want to go back to it one more time.
Now on a 3rd and 10, 3 seconds left. Jones will give it to Steven. Sammy started right. He runs it up the middle, hit by Chandler. Jones slips and hit across the 45 with a stiff arm. Off a tackle at the 40. He lost the football. And Jacoby Myers picks it up. He circles back and he throws it across the field.
Oh my
Jones
God.
Is picked up by Chandler Jones. He breaks away to the 30. He runs to the 20. He runs to the 10. He runs to the end zone. Unreal. Touchdown.
Good night. This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
And a victory for Las Vegas.
That's a great call. We got, what's my man's name again? Bob Soci and Scott Zolak on the Patriots Radio Network. It's just glorious. Absolutely a glorious call. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The best thing about that play, Ramondre Stevenson broke a number of tackles. The first tackle he broke was by Chandler Jones, who didn't really do anything after that and was just standing there watching the Patriots run down the field. And then all of a sudden, while he's still standing there doing nothing, the ball comes floating to him at about 16 frames a second. It's like slow motion. And it just lands in his stomach, and he just goes, hey.
I should run that way now.
Look what I... How did this happen? And it took him like a second to process it. And then he only really had to, you know, beat Mac Jones to get to the end zone. But he's the guy who missed the tackle on the guy who began the goofiest play in history and ended up being the guy who ended it.
The way that Chandler Jones started running with that ball, it's like in Forrest Gump, where they're, you know, the Alabama receives the kickoff, and then one guy runs it over to Forrest, and he's like, okay, start running, Al. He's like, okay.
And yeah, and for the first few steps, it wasn't like he was getting any trade. It's like he was running in place, and then it just, like, his leg said, I don't do this for a living. And then all of a sudden, it just kicked in. It was hilarious.
A couple of quick texts on the Infinity Mobile X line. Ooh, the Duchess is in town. Oatmeal scotchies, will they be in the oven? Absolutely. Thank you very much for asking. And then somebody here from the 510 says, LOL, Damon acts like the Bears have won more Super Bowls than the Raiders. Look at it this way. They've won they've won a Super Bowl more recently than you have, and that's 1985. So when it comes to winning Super Bowls, both Raiders fans and Bears fans should just shut the hell up. It's so part of ancient history, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I will guarantee you that the Chicago Bears will win a Super Bowl before the Raiders do.
You can't guarantee that.
I can guarantee that because Justin Fields is on his way, baby. And look, I don't even root for the Bears anymore. They've pissed me off so much. But they do lead the NFL this year in entertaining losses. So that's nice, whatever that means.
Yeah, that 3-11 record looks great.
Hey, but it was entertaining.
They have the worst record in the conference with Justin Fields. That tells you that the other 52 guys are god-awful.
Well, they were four other really good guys on the team, and they traded them. So
nevertheless,
that's how that was.
Justin Fields has never had a year like this.
No.
They should have lucked into five wins just by accident. And yet, now, every week, Justin Fields, phenomenal performance. Bears lose by 10.
Who's a better quarterback, David Carr or Justin Fields?
David Carr? I don't think there's much.
Derek Carr.
Who would I take now? I'd take Fields. But I have a feeling that he, Jalen Hurts, is a guy who's going to be less effective once it becomes clear that he can't run the ball the way he used to because he's been beaten up.
He's not long for the league, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. It's a strategy that is delightful in the short run, poor in the long run. I mean, Lamar Jackson is not playing now, and Baltimore is harder to watch than any other team in the league. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of that nightmare.
I watched enough to say to myself, I'm going to spend a little bit more time with my family. This game is like watching paint dry.
Yeah, and then you screwed up and spent time with your family when you should have been watching Raiders.
I did blow that
Raiders
a little.
Patriots. Not just a little. That's one you'll never live down. That's the one you need to tell your sons about when they're getting ready to leave. And you say, if you ever get married and have kids, you have to block out more time for you.
Look, hey, I slept like a baby. I know what happened. I've seen what happened. And the fact that I didn't see it in real time, it hasn't bothered me. But again, congratulations to Raiders fans for the first time ever in the single greatest clown show I've ever seen to end a game. You're on the winning end. You're taking the clown mask off for the first time, like, ever. So, congratulations. By the way, the bloom has come so much further off the Bill Belichick rose than the Tom Brady rose, to the point where when we really talk about, you know, who is the greatest coach of all time, Belichick is doing everything he can to walk away from that conversation. He might be the most successful, but what he is without Brady is kind of a massive loser. Pre-Brady and now post-Brady. So, you know, you need a quarterback and a coach combination to have success in this league. We all know that. We've never denied that. But for Bill Belichick to basically be now officially too clever for his own good, this whole positionless coaching nonsense where he wasn't naming a coordinator on either side of the ball because it just got to do your job. Mac Jones might totally suck, boys and girls. It's stunning. He has gotten worse since he's entered the league. And Jacoby Myers, who was the one who threw that pass to Chandler Jones.
In fairness, Jones was open.
They should you're right about that. They should have left Jacoby Myers at Circus. They shouldn't even let him get on the plane. Look, Josh McDaniels actually gets to enjoy one day this year. And that's nice for him. Merry Christmas, Josh.
I will say this, though. I don't think it's the problem is with Belichick, the coach. I think the problem is with Belichick, the general manager. That's where not replacing Brady with something even remotely comparable is not nearly the sin as not having players at a bunch of other positions. I mean, their only other real weapon, if you want to look at it, is Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, he's at least a plus running back. But the rest of that, they're as mediocre as the Jets used to be. And they're about as much fun to watch.
Look, the Raiders were up 17-3 in that game. And they did everything they normally do to try to blow it and try to lose it. But New England went full Raider before the Raiders did. And that was, it's just a stunning ending. A stunning ending, and it was a weekend of stunning endings throughout the entire league. 12 of 15 games decided by one score that's tied for the most in a single week in NFL history. And if Monday Night Football bears out, we will have a historic week of football. We had a historic collapse. It's just this league is forever entertaining. It truly is.
I bet. No, it's not forever entertaining. Browns Ravens was a nightmare, and this game tonight will be a nightmare. This game tonight will be awful.
As long as it's close, that's all I need. Just can make it a one-score game. That's what I'm rooting for now.
2-0.
Give me 2-0. I will stick around 2-0 and pray that, you know, it doesn't go 10-2.
I think if this game is 2-0 at any point, and if it ends 10-2, and you don't spend more time with your family, especially with your mother in town, I guess grounds for divorce. Because you can justify skipping the kids doing the stuff with the tree so that you can watch the goofiest ending in football history.
Someone from the 510 says, can we hear that Raider call in Spanish? I wish we had it. See if we can find the Raiders Spanish call. I would say let's see if we can find the Patriots Spanish call, but those L.L. Bean wearing racist, there's no way.
I think they have a Spanish.
Yeah, maybe they do.
I think they do.
Maybe they do.
And there's money to be had in Spanish broadcasting.
Sure is. Yeah.
But any team that isn't doing that, fools.
I could see how the team in New England might not prioritize it. I'm just going to throw that out there.
They have Hispanics there living there, too.
They do, but never mind. look at it this way. I have lived a lot of places. Connecticut and New England is far, far and away the single most racist place I have ever lived in my life. It's not even close. Like, Connecticut might as well be Mississippi.
That's probably true. I would not dispute that with you. But money is green all over the place. And if you're watching the game, if you have a problem with other people's skin color, you're not going to be listening to the Spanish broadcast anyway. So it doesn't even touch you. And I don't think Patriot fans will walk away from their team because they broadcast their games in Spanish, too.
you'd hope most wouldn't, that's for sure. There are two questions that have popped up here, and it's the same question, just asked in different ways. But how about Bill Belichick calling Don Yee, and saying, maybe it's time for Jimmy Garoppolo to come on home. Bill Belichick needs a quarterback right now. Mac Jones ain't it. And there's nothing else in that pipe. There's no Brock Purdy behind Mac Jones. Jimmy Garoppolo going back to the New England Patriots actually is one of the most that makes sense observations I've seen pop up on the text line in a while. That's a really good idea, to the point where I'm wondering if Bill Belichick isn't thinking it too.
You really do hate Jimmy Garoppolo, don't you?
No!
You're going to send him to that team?
Hey,
you're a bastard.
they need a starting quarterback. They are going to have the cap room to drop about, you know, 28 to 30 million on him, and there's no way that the 49ers are going to be signing Jimmy for anywhere in that neighborhood of money. So that's not a bad idea.
Jimmy's
just going to want a job.
Yeah, but there are jobs and there are jobs. And this job, first of all, the job he's currently got is not yet somebody else's. That's still to be decided. Secondly, the Patriots just did that because guys can't tell who's winning a 24-24 game. That's a death wish. Belichick may ask, but if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm going, nah, no taking back.
It's not up to him. Man's a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, but I don't know that he's not, you know, in prime position to have the job when the season starts next year. And I think we've learned that Kyle Shanahan keeps all his options open until he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
In about a half an hour, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker Michael Irvin's going to join us here. 5 o'clock, Peter King stops on by to talk about just a remarkable weekend of football. I want to go back to it one more time.
Now on a 3rd and 10, 3 seconds left. Jones will give it to Stevenson. He started right. He runs it up the middle, hit by Chandler. Jones slips and hit across the 45 with a stiff arm. Off attack with the 40. He lost the football. And Jacoby Myers picks it up. He circles back and he throws it across the field toward Mike Jones. God. It's picked up by Chandler Jones. He breaks away to the 30. He runs to the 20. He runs to the 10. He runs to the end zone. Unreal. Touchdown. Raiders.
Good night. This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
And a victory for Las Vegas.
That's a great call. We got, what's my man's name again? Bob Sochi and Scott Zolak on the Patriots Radio Network. It's just glorious. Absolutely a glorious call. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The best thing about that play, Ramondre Stevenson broke a number of tackles. The first tackle he broke was by Chandler Jones, who didn't really do anything after that and was just standing there watching the Patriots run down the field. And then all of a sudden, while he's still standing there doing nothing, the ball comes floating to him at about 16 frames a second. It's like slow motion. And it just lands in his stomach, and he just goes, hey.
I should run that way now.
Look what I... How did this happen? And it took him like a second to process it. And then he only really had to, you know, beat Mac Jones to get to the end zone. But he's the guy who missed the tackle on the guy who began the goofiest play in history and ended up being the guy who ended it.
The way that Chandler Jones started running with that ball, it's like in Forrest Gump, where they're, you know, the Alabama receives the kickoff, and the one guy runs it over to Forrest, and he's like, okay, start running, Al. He's like, okay.
And yeah, and for the first few steps, it wasn't like he was getting any trade. It's like he was running in place, and then it just like his leg said, I don't do this for a living. And then all of a sudden, it just kicked in. It was hilarious.
A couple of quick texts on the Infinity Mobile X line. Ooh, the Duchess is in town. Oatmeal scotchies. Will they be in the oven? Absolutely. Thank you very much for asking. And then somebody here from the 510 says, LOL, Damon acts like the Bears have won more Super Bowls than the Raiders. Look at it this way. They've won they've won a Super Bowl more recently than you have, and that's 1985. So when it comes to winning Super Bowls, both Raiders fans and Bears fans should just shut the hell up. It's so part of ancient history, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I will guarantee you that the Chicago Bears will win a Super Bowl before the Raiders do.
You can't guarantee that.
I can guarantee that because Justin Fields is on his way, baby. And look, I don't even root for the Bears anymore. They've pissed me off so much. But they do lead the NFL this year in entertaining losses. So that's nice, whatever that means.
Yeah, that 3-11 record looks great.
Hey, but it was entertaining.
They have the worst record in the conference with Justin Fields. That tells you that the other 52 guys are god-awful.
Well, they were four other really good guys on the team, and they traded them. So
nevertheless,
that's how that was.
Justin Fields has never had a year like this.
No.
He should have lucked into five wins just by accident. And yet, now, every week, Justin Fields, phenomenal performance. Bears lose by 10.
Who's a better quarterback, David Carr or Justin Fields?
David Carr? Oh, I don't think there's much.
Derek Carr.
Who would I take now? I'd take Fields. But I have a feeling that he, like Justin, like Jalen Hurts, is a guy who's going to be less effective once it becomes clear that he can't run the ball the way he used to because he's been beaten up.
He's not long for the league, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. It's a strategy that is delightful in the short run, poor in the long run. I mean, Lamar Jackson's not playing now, and Baltimore is harder to watch than any other team in the league. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of that nightmare.
I watched enough to say to myself, I'm going to spend a little bit more time with my family. This game is like watching paint dry.
Yeah, and then you screwed up and spent time with your family when you should have been watching Raiders.
I did blow that
Raiders
a little.
Patriots. Not just a little. That's one you'll never live down. That's the one you need to tell your kid, your sons about when they're getting ready to leave. And you say, if you ever get married and have kids, you have to block out more time for you.
Look, hey, I slept like a baby. I know what happened. I've seen what happened. And the fact that I didn't see it in real time, it hasn't bothered me. But again, congratulations to Raiders fans for the first time ever in the single greatest clown show I've ever seen to end a game. You're on the winning end. You're taking the clown mask off for the first time, like, ever. So, congratulations. By the way, like, the bloom has come so much further off the Bill Belichick rose than the Tom Brady rose, to the point where when we really talk about, you know, who is the greatest coach of all time, like, Belichick is doing everything he can to walk away from that conversation. He might be the most successful, but what he is without Brady is kind of a massive loser. Pre-Brady and now post-Brady. So, you know, you need a quarterback and a coach combination to have success in this league. We all know that. We never denied that. But for Bill Belichick to basically be like now officially too clever for his own good, this whole positionless coaching nonsense where he wasn't naming a coordinator on either side of the ball because it just, you ought to do your job. Mac Jones might totally suck, boys and girls. It's stunning. He has gotten worse since he's entered the league. And Jacoby Myers, who was the one who threw that pass to Chandler Jones.
In fairness, Jones was open.
They should you're right about that. They should have left Jacoby Myers at Circus. Like, they shouldn't even let him get on the plane. Like, and look, Josh McDaniels actually gets to enjoy one day this year. And that's nice for him. Merry Christmas, Josh.
I will say this, though. I don't think it's the problem is with Belichick, the coach. I think the problem is with Belichick, the general manager. That's where not replacing Brady with something even remotely comparable is not nearly the sin as not having players at a bunch of other positions. I mean, their only other real weapon, if you want to look at it, is Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, he's at least a plus running back. But the rest of that, they're as mediocre as the Jets used to be. And they're about as much fun to watch.
Look, the Raiders were up 17-3 in that game. And they did everything they normally do to try to blow it and try to lose it. But New England went full Raider before the Raiders did. And that was, it's just a stunning ending, And it was a weekend of stunning endings throughout the entire league. 12 of 15 games decided by one score that's tied for the most in a single week in NFL history. And if Monday Night Football bears out, we will have a historic week of football. We had a historic collapse. This league is forever entertaining. It truly is.
I bet. No, it's not forever entertaining. Browns Ravens was a nightmare. And this game tonight will be a nightmare. This game tonight will be awful.
As long as it's close, that's all I need. Just can make it a one-score game. That's what I'm rooting for now.
2-0.
Give me 2-0. I will stick around 2-0 and pray that, you know, it doesn't go 10-2.
I think if this game is 2-0 at any point, and if it ends 10-2, and you don't spend more time with your family, especially with your mother in town, I guess grounds for divorce. Because you can justify skipping the kids doing the stuff with the tree so that you can watch the goofiest ending in football history.
Someone from the 510 says, can we hear that Raider call in Spanish? I wish we had it. See if we can find the Raiders Spanish call. I would say let's see if we can find the Patriots Spanish call, but those LL Bean wearing racist, there's no way.
I think they have a Spanish.
Yeah, maybe they do.
I think they
maybe they do.
And there's money to be had in Spanish broadcasting.
Sure is. Yeah.
But any team that isn't doing that, fools.
I could see how the team in New England might not prioritize it. I'm just going to throw that out there.
They have Hispanics there living there too.
They do, but never mind. Look at it this way. I have lived a lot of places. Connecticut and New England is far, far and away the single most racist place I have ever lived in my life. It's not even close. Like, Connecticut might as well be Mississippi.
That's probably true. I would not dispute that with you. But money is green all over the place. And if you're watching the game, if you have a problem with other people's skin color, you're not going to be listening to the Spanish broadcast anyway. So it doesn't even touch you. And I don't think Patriot fans will walk away from their team because they broadcast their games in Spanish, too.
you'd hope most wouldn't, that's for sure. There are two questions that have popped up here, and it's the same question, just asked in different ways. But how about Bill Belichick calling Don Yee, and saying, maybe it's time for Jimmy Garoppolo to come on home. Bill Belichick needs a quarterback right now. Mac Jones ain't it. And there's nothing else in that pipe. There's no Brock Purdy behind Mac Jones. Jimmy Garoppolo going back to the New England Patriots actually is one of the most that makes sense observations I've seen pop up on the text line in a while. That's a really good idea, to the point where I'm wondering if Bill Belichick isn't thinking it too.
You really do hate Jimmy Garoppolo, don't you?
No!
You're going to send him to that team?
Hey!
You're a bastard.
they need a starting quarterback. They're going to have the cap room to drop about, you know, 28 to 30 million on him. And there's no way that the 49ers are going to be signing Jimmy for anywhere in that neighborhood of money. So that's not a bad idea. Jimmy's just going to want a job.
Yeah, but there are jobs and there are jobs. And this job, one, first of all, the job he's currently got is not yet somebody else's. That's still to be decided. Secondly, the Patriots just did that because guys can't tell who's winning a 24-24 game. That's a death wish. Belichick may ask, but if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm going, nah, no taking back.
It's not up to him. Man's a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, but I don't know that he's not, you know, in prime position to have the job when the season starts next year. And I think we've learned that Kyle Shanahan keeps all his options open until he can't do that anymore. So I don't think he's in a hurry to get rid of Garoppolo at all.
He might not be in a hurry to get rid of him, but there could be a team that might be in a hurry to sign him, which is going to take the timeline away from the 49ers' decision-making. By the way, welcome, boys and girls, to your 4 o'clock hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.